The British have arrived. The Prince and Princess of Wales will visit Chelsea and Somerville today as part of their visit to the Boston area. The couple drew a large crowd to Boston City Hall yesterday for a welcome ceremony. WBUR's Vanessa Ochovillo was there.
Thousands of people waited in the rain and wind to catch Prince William and Princess Kate. First-year law student Rachel Doan was among them. Doan says she's been following the royal family since she was a teen.
I used to read books about them like all through high school, and now I'm all the way up in law school. And so when I heard they were coming to Boston and I could have a chance to walk down here and meet them, I was so excited.
The royal family has faced controversy and a number of scandals involving some of its members. The Netflix series The Crown dramatizes some of the less flattering moments of Queen Elizabeth's reign, but Doan's fascination holds steady.
I've always had this obsession with them, even with The Crown being out now and you see all their imperfections and stuff like that. It's still fascinating because we didn't grow up with a monarchy here in the U.S. to be from the outside looking in.
British-born Susanna Copeland also recognizes the royal family as a tricky subject, but continues to support them.
Do we need modern-day royalty? I think what they do for the country, though, and around the world is pretty amazing, and they really do represent, I think, peace.
Prince William is in Boston to present the Earthshot Prize, which he founded to recognize environmental innovation. Patrick Bench of East Boston was at City Hall Plaza yesterday. He says the prince's decision to host the awards ceremony in Boston demonstrates the city's global importance.
For the Prince and Princess of Wales, for their first transatlantic trip since taking on that title, having that come here in the United States and having that come to Boston, I think only speaks to, what a global leader the city of Boston is.
And Prince William highlighted that theme in his brief speech.
Your universities, research centers, and vibrant startup scene make you a global leader in science, innovation, and boundless ambition.
The prince only spoke for a little more than 2 minutes, but the crowd seemed satisfied, including Navia Katuru. She's a junior at Boston University who appreciates William's leadership on environmental issues.
It was pretty much what I thought they'd say, but it was cool to hear it straight from them. And it's good because we can hold them accountable to what they say.
At the end of last night's event, City Hall was awash in green light in honor of the Earthshot Prize. The award ceremony will take place tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Vanessa Ochovillo.